Have you ever tried to climb a coconut tree? It is not an easy task, but Mud Jennin had a natural talent for it. He was so good at climbing up coconut trees and bringing down the coconuts that farmers would hire him to help bring the coconuts down for them. One day, a rich farmer with a large coconut tree farm hired Mud Jennin and offered him 20 cents for every coconut plucked. Mud Jennin saw rows and rows of coconut trees. He started climbing the trees one by one and harvested the coconuts very swiftly. He took a break on top of one of the trees and enjoyed the tropical breeze as he cooled his sweaty body down. The tree swayed with the breeze, rocking Mud Jennin gently. From the top of the tree, Mud Jennin could see all the coconuts he had harvested in such a short time, and he felt very proud of himself. He started counting the coconuts and did some mental calculations. He realized that he would have quite a good sum of money once he finished harvesting the whole farm. With that sum of money, why, he could start his own business, like a chicken farm. Yes, he could use some of the money to buy chicken eggs and hatch them. He could also invest a bit of his money to buy feed for the chicken and raise them for a few months before they start producing their own eggs. He could then sell some of the eggs to buy more feed and hatch the other eggs. He would have more chickens, and with more chickens, more eggs. And with more eggs, more money. And when the chickens get too old to lay eggs, he could sell them. With all that money from selling eggs and chickens, he could then buy a pair of goats and do the same thing where he could sell goat's milk and cheese, rear more goats and sell those goats. Eventually, he could then afford to buy cows, and after that, he could buy a horse. Wow, he would look like a prince and he would be so awesome. He might even be able to meet a princess.
Wow!
They would ride on his horse together through his big land. Suddenly, his horse tripped and he felt himself flying off the horse and landing on the ground with a very painful thud. He opened his eyes and realized he had been dreaming all along and had fallen off the coconut tree he had been resting on. The rich farmer had seen Mud Jennin fall off the tree. He walked up to Mud Jennin and said,
"My dear boy, it's not easy to become rich. You have to keep working hard and working smart in order to become successful. Don't assume it is so easy and quick."
Mud Jennin felt very embarrassed and apologized for falling asleep. He thanked the farmer for his kind advice and went back to work. This time, he stayed focused and he got the job done well. The farmer not only paid him what was promised, but he also gave him a bonus for getting it done ahead of schedule. Mud Jennin asked,
"Boss, can I have a full-time job here? I will harvest your coconut trees whenever you need me to. And I will also help you out with other parts of your farm, like planting and watering. Whatever you need me to do. All I ask is for a weekly wage so that I can start saving money every week. And also the opportunity to learn from you so that one day, I too can own a farm like you."
The farmer looked kindly upon Mud Jennin. This young man was hardworking and listened well to his advice earlier. He liked Mud Jennin's willingness to learn and be focused. So, he agreed to hire Mud Jennin and taught him everything he knew. So, children, it is important to have dreams, but don't forget that you need to be focused, work hard, and work smart to achieve your dreams. The end.